It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, for the sun stopped shining. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. For the past 6 weeks, we have been thinking about the events that occurred during those last days before Jesus' death on the cross. We have seen suffering that we deserved, sins which we have committed, and a Savior such as we would never have dreamed of. And now, this week, we call it Holy Week, we come to the end. The end of the taunting and jeering, the end of the pain and the suffering, the hour of dying. When a team has a black band of cloth sewn to their uniforms, we all know what that means. One of their comrades has died. Sometimes the patch of cloth has a number or initials on it to identify the teammate, owner, or whatever. We're not too surprised then that on this day, when the Lord Jesus hung dying on the cross, that all of nature wore a black armband. In the beginning, the Creator had said, first of all, "Let there be light." Now he by whom all things were made was dying. And the sun grew dark. It was not so hard for the people of Jerusalem to figure out what was happening either. Darkness had long been associated with death, and light with life and salvation. When Jesus was born, the night was turned into day for some shepherds out in the field. And when the sun stopped shining on Good Friday, it was clearly no ordinary eclipse, not during the time of the full moon when the Passover was being celebrated. No, it was the reversal of Bethlehem's joy, the end of what was there begun. As followers of our Lord, however, we see something more. In dying, our Lord bequeathed something to us, to his own. No, it wasn't earthly wealth. Even during the height of his ministry, he had nowhere to lay his head, no real estate. What property he had, the soldiers divided among themselves. His enemies took his honor, took his dignity, took his good name, took his peaceful repose with their jeering catcalls and raucous laughter. Well, what has he left us in dying? Is it nothing more than darkness, sadness, and grief? We can get a clue from the veil of the temple. The darkness might have told us that God had turned his back on mankind. Even Jesus' voice crying out in the darkness might have sent such a message and a chill up our spine with it. My God, why have you forsaken me? But Jesus has not bequeathed darkness to us. Just the opposite. He endured the darkest hour of dying so that he could leave light and life to you and me. The curtain in the temple that strictly controlled access to the mercy seat of God was split down the middle. Now instead of one priest once a year getting to approach the author of light, Christ has given this access to all of us by his dying. That access he has left to us gives us a blessed departure from this life. Because of Jesus' suffering and death for our sins, our access is not like that of a customer at a bank, or even the president of the bank. Our access is not a business contract, but a father. Beloved, now are we the children of God, is the message that made the Apostle John marvel. And it is just as astounding today. Perhaps you remember how the traveler in the Scottish Highlands saw some beautiful flowers far down the mountainside and promised to pay a shepherd boy to go pick them. He even offered to let him down by a rope. The boy looked at the stranger and then trotted off into the woods, a short time later returning with his father. He would go down the mountainside, provided the rope was in his father's hands. Sometimes in this life, our feet come upon some slippery places, and the mountainside of human suffering seems very steep. But no matter how deep or difficult it is, even at the hour of departure, we can be secure. We can rest in the knowledge that our times are in our loving Father's hands. He holds the rope. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Perhaps you've heard the saying, all good things must come to an end. Well, when Jesus died, it was really the darkness that ended, and the blessings of forgiveness and peace with God that go on and on. With his dying breath, Jesus bequeathed to us such a blessed departure as he himself had. Now we can call to God, our Father in heaven, and when we die, we too can say, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. May this joyous confidence be ours every hour of our life, every last one. Amen.